Now, some good news. We've had some gremlins, technically, here at Global today. I'm happy to say the Global Player is back up and running. So if you're just joining us again, sorry we weren't with you, but we're back. And hopefully we'll get everything sorted out in a very short time. I'm very happy to say we can bring you the report we wanted to about the impeachment trial of President Donald J. Trump. With this, here's our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Eddie, I've got a little bad news for you. If the Republicans get their way, very little of the drama during this impeachment trial is going to be making the news during the Eddie Mayer programme each day. Why, I hear you ask, given that it's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon here? Surely things are already sizzling. Well, they're not, and they won't be if the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has anything to do with it. The trial won't start each day until after lunch, and in the event that any witnesses are called, their testimony might be heard late at night here, after most Americans have gone to bed, or perhaps even in the wee hours of the morning. Good for Steve Allen, not so good for Eddie Mayer. And definitely bad news for the Democrats.
It appears that Leader McConnell decided to go along with the president's desire to cover up his wrongdoing. Hook, line, and sinker.
That's Charles Schumer, who leads the Democrats in the Senate. He is furious that, unlike the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton in 1999, this time around there's been no bipartisan agreement with Republicans about the rules of the road for the trial.
The McConnell resolution is a blueprint for an impeachment trial on fast forward. It asks the Senate to sprint through the trial as fast as possible and makes getting evidence as hard as possible.
That's because Republicans are in the majority in the Senate, are determined to acquit the president of the charges he faces, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, and may have the numbers to keep evidence and witnesses out of the public eye as they rattle through the process and try to do their boss's bidding.
It's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years. And it's disgraceful.
The president there in Davos taking time out of a day dominated by his criticism of teenage climate change activist Greta Thunberg as a prophet of doom. He claimed there that the trial is a witch hunt. Republicans deny they're trying to turn it into a whitewash. Kellyanne Conway, the president's top White House advisor, says his lawyers are like greyhounds in the traps, ready finally to provide some kind of fact-based defense of Donald Trump's conduct.
They're really anxious to do what was denied the president in the House proceedings. Argue the facts. People are saying that we're only talking about process. That just is not true. They're going to have a full-on defense.
That would be a change because the vast majority of Republicans are not defending the president's conduct. They're simply saying it doesn't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors required by the Constitution for him to be ousted from power. But there are a handful of Republicans, and there only need to be four of them, not quite ready to rubber stamp the process. If they cross sides and back the Democrats, then witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton will be called. And that's where the trial could get interesting. All eyes are on the polls. 51% of Americans in a survey published last night say Donald Trump should be convicted and should be removed from office. Presidential historian John Meacham.
The 51% is unsurprising to me because if you factor in the margin of error, we are where we were on Election Day 2016.
In other words, a country utterly polarized. We heard that this morning among dawn commuters in New Jersey.
If you use your power for something it shouldn't be, then there should be some kind of punishment.
Leave a man alone. Either work with him, for God's sakes.
It's a waste of time because the Democrats are ignorant.
I'm not following this at all.
There's always one. Not for her, then, the debate raging on Capitol Hill before the trial even begins about whether Republicans are willing to sit as impartial jurors or, as Democrat Congressman Gerald Nadler put it,
to be debating whether you should have the evidence admitted, to be debating whether you should allow witnesses is to be debating whether you should have a cover-up, by definition. There's no other way to look at it.
We're in for days of this, possibly weeks if Republicans don't get their way, but the outcome remains preordained. Barring fresh revelations of utterly unexpected magnitude, Donald Trump will be acquitted at this trial and will claim total exoneration. Perhaps, Eddie, the biggest and best exoneration of all time.
Simon Marks reporting.